Somebody who gives money as a pikadon to a shulchani, a money changer. He wants a money changer to guard over the money. If the money was tied up and sealed, or if it was tied up in a unique way. So the Baba'i is showing that he does not want the shulchani to use the money, so therefore the shulchani has no right to spend that money. So therefore, if the shulchani does go ahead and spend that money, and it turns out that that money was hegdish, the shulchani would have to bring a korba mila. We cannot consider the shulchani the shliach of the person who gave him the money, since the shulchani had no right to use the money. If he does use it and it turns out to be hegdish, the shulchani would have to bring a korba mila. In mutarim yishtameish behem. But if the money that he gave at the pikadon to the shulchani was not tied and sealed, so in such a case, since he didn't tie it and seal it, he has in mind that the shulchani should be able to use the money if the shulchani needs it, as long as the shulchani pays him back when he requests. L'fichach im haitzi lo ma. So therefore, since the shulchani has the right to use the money, if he does use the money and it turns out that the money was hegdish, the shulchani does not have to bring a korba me'ila, as he's considered a shliach of the Baal Bayis, since he has the right to use the money, and a shliach does not have to bring a korba me'ila. But the Baal Bayis, the one who gave him the money, also doesn't have to bring a korba me'ila, since he did not tell the shulchani specifically to use the money, so therefore neither one of them would have to bring a korba me'ila. Eitzel Baal Bayis. Benkach u'benkach lo yishtameish behem. L'fichach im haitzi ma. Somebody who gives money as a pikadon to a Baal Bayis, a regular person, not a money changer, in such a case, even if it's not tied and sealed, the Baal Bayis has no right to use the money. And when somebody gives a pikadon to a Baal Bayis, he does not have in mind that the Baal Bayis should be able to use the money if he wants. So therefore, if the Baal Bayis does go ahead and spend the money, and it turns out that the money is hegdish, the Baal Bayis has to bring a korba me'ila. He had no right to use that money, and since it turned out to be hegdish, he has to bring the korba me'ila. Hachem v'nik Baal Bayis divrei Rabbi Meir. Somebody who gives money as a pikadon to a storekeeper, he has the din of a Baal Bayis, according to Rabbi Meir. The storekeeper has no right to use the money, even if it's not tied and sealed, so therefore, if he spends it, he would have to bring a korba me'ila. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, kis shulchani. Rabbi Yehuda says, the chenveni has the same din as the shulchani. When somebody gives money as a pikadon to a chenveni, he also has in mind that if the chenveni needs the money, he should be able to use it. So therefore, if it's not tied and sealed, and the chenveni spends the money and it turns out to be hegdish, then he would not have to bring a korba me'ila. And since he has the right to use the money, he cannot be chayav to bring a korba me'ila. He has a din like a shliach. But the person who gave him the money also is not chayav to bring a korban mila. As we said, since he didn't specifically tell the chenveni to use the money, we can't be mechayav either one. Sechet mila parak vav mishnah vav pruta shel hegdish shenafla l'toch hakis. Pruta that belonged to hegdish that fell inside a purse, and inside the purse were other prutas that were not hegdish. Osha amar pruta bekit ze hegdish. Or somebody says, I'm being mocked, there's one pruta inside this purse, and the purse was full of coins. Kivan Shahitiya Sarishaina Ma Dibre Rabbi Akiva. As soon as he takes out one pruta from the purse and spends it, his chai is to bring a korba me'ila, according to Rabbi Akiva. As Rabbi Akiva holds, Safek Me'ila Chai. Somebody who has a Safek, whether he was mauled from Hegdash, has to bring a korba me'ila. So therefore, in this case, since we don't know which one of the prutas inside this kiss is Hegdash, so therefore, when he spends one of them, it's a Safek whether the one that he spends is Hegdash, and he has to bring a korba me'ila. Chachamim say he doesn't have to bring a korban me'ila unless he spends the entire kiss, all of the coins inside the purse. As a chacham holds, safek me'ila is not chayav to bring a korban me'ila, since we don't know which one of the prutas inside this kiss is hegdish. So therefore, until he spends the entire purse, which in such a case he knows for sure he spent the coin that was hegdish, he would not have to bring a korban me'ila. Moda Rabbi Akiva ba'omer pruta min hakiss ze hegdish. Rabbi Kiva does agree with the Chacham in such a case that he says that a pruta from this kiss would be hegdish. And we understand his words to mean that he will not spend the entire kiss without making at least one of them hegdish. And the mashmos of his words is that the last one would be hegdish. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva agrees in that case that he can go ahead and spend the money in that purse. He would not be chayav a korba me'ila unless he spends the entire purse, because since he had in mind that the last one should be hegdish, he could spend the money in the kiss as long as he doesn't spend all of it.